This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here with a special edition of the Talk Radio Review, this time in the person of Michael Horn, who, yes, that's Jennifer's dad, who is in charge of the CRN cable industry in Los Angeles. And so he has a number of excerpts from some of his programs that he wants to share with us. I thought this would make a very interesting alternative to our countdown this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dina Martin here on the PM Show Weekend Edition with the one and only Larry Minetti.
Dina, you are so good.
Oh, thank you so much, Volare.
Oh, boy.
Yes, and that was a huge hit for Dean Martin in 1958.
Your daddy.
We love your daddy, and we love you. Are all the songs on the album ones that he had sung before?
Well, actually, I have a couple that he did not sing on the Volare album, like What a Difference a Day Makes, I've Got You Under My Skin, and Just the Way You Are. Let me see. Don't Go Changing, I Love You Just the Way You Are. So there are some that he did not do, but quite a few that he did. And I think that Dean Martin was just the best singer person ever.
No, I agree.
Agree with you.
He was like a bowl of spaghetti. He was just so loose.
So smooth. Yeah. He was loose. And you've got that song, I've Got You Under My Skin, with I think another Italian sang that song.
Oh, yeah.
Some other guy.
Uncle Frank Sinatra.
Oh, is that who that was? Now, this album is your latest album that's out now. And Dina, tell everybody, this was the one that you recorded actually at the Capitol Studio, sitting in the same chair, using the same mic, everything. Tell everybody about this.
That's right. It was really pretty overwhelming. Because I hate to say the year, but when Dad recorded, I went to Capitol Records with my mom. And I remember walking down the hallway to Studio A at Capitol Records on Hollywood and Vine and seeing all the photographs along the hallway, and it would be Nat King Cole and Bobby Darin and Dean Martin and Keeley Smith and all of these photos. And I remember walking into Studio A, holding my mom's hand, and we sat down on a little cold, like aluminum chair, and I watched Dad perform Memories Are Made of This. He sang, and the Easy Riders were his backup singers, and the whole orchestra was there.
Oh.
And he did it maybe two or three times, and that was his first number one hit.
Wow.
You get goosebumps here in that story, just to think about.
Yeah.
I know he's your dad, but sitting there watching that was, to me, that is a piece of history. And this CD that you've done now, you sat in the same chair, used the same mic. Were they the same musicians, Dina?
No.
Okay.
You know what, a couple of people, you know, were the same, but I have to say it was I felt his presence there.
Wow.
And it was, as I say, overwhelming for me, but it was so much fun. And I have a fabulous shot of me singing in the microphone that says Capitol Records. And of course, Al Schmidt was the one who did the what is it called?
Natalie Cole.
Yes, he did Natalie Cole's, but he also did, he has 18, I think, Grammy Awards.
21.
Oh, 21.
But who's counting?
And so it was an incredible collaboration, and John produced the album.
Your husband, John, who we're hearing, if you just joined us there in the background, is a great producer, did a wonderful job. The arrangements are absolutely fabulous. You hear that? What's it like sitting up there singing? I always wonder, and you get that big band behind you just pushing that music. It must be an ultimate high.
It is so much fun. And you hear it, and you're in that moment, and you're in the music, and it's an extraordinary feeling. That's what I love about being on stage. It's live and with all the musicians, and you just feel it because everybody brings what happened in their life to the studio that day or to that performance that night. And so it's a whole, everybody's one, and it's just so, such a great feeling.
Goosebumps. You know,
yeah.
I was going to say, Dina, I was front row at the Villa Venice somewhere in the 60s with my mother and father. And Dean said, "Quiet, Frank. There's a gangster upstairs."
I know. You don't want to wake the gangster upstairs.
Straight ahead, more with Larry Minetti, Dina Martin, John, everybody on CRN Digital Talk Radio, the PM show. Welcome back here to the PM show, ladies and gentlemen, on CRN Radio. That's the great sound of Dina Martin. She is guesting here with the one and only Boyle, as he used to be known, I think, on Black Sheep Squadron, the one and only Larry Minetti.
God, is that infectious? I have to change that name.
Boyle?
Yeah. Hey, John. She is so wonderful.
John, and of course, Dina's husband, John.
I'm glad that you're a walking weapon. You have to be. Everybody has to be fighting for Dina.
How do you handle that, John? We always talk to Dina. How do you handle that? I mean, everybody wants Dina's attention. They want to get her autograph, talk to her. How do you handle it?
All right, listen, I'm thrilled for her. She does a great job. She's just a wonderful entertainer and a great human being. That's kind of hard to miss. And she's beautiful.
Yes, and you guys,
wow.
And Dina, you keep the legacy going. God bless you.
Yes, that's right. I think it's very, very important, and thank you. You know, I think it's my life's work is to continue this, the Dean Martin legacy, and bring it to new generations. It's so important, and I love this whole genre of music anyway. But you know what is also a great thing? The Dean Martin variety, Dean Martin TV variety show is coming out on DVDs.
Come on.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
I was just watching one last night when we got back, and it was Dad. So cute. But he had Peggy. He was singing with Peggy Lee and Jack Jones. It was brilliant. And so these shows are coming out, I guess, you know, next week or something like that, the DVDs. But they are so wonderful to watch. John Wayne was on, Orson Welles, Jimmy Stewart.
Muhammad Ali, Michael Landon. And I don't have that written down. And I remember one of the skits because Don Rickles was doing a skit. Sinatra lit a cigarette and blew the smoke in his face. And he was waving it and says, "What is this, London?"
That's pretty good. Great, I'm telling you. That song we just played there, Love, that was a great Nat King Cole standard. And you, Dina, you take these songs and, you know, you've recaptured them and sort of made them your own. I like the way the arrangements are set up. Can we get this CD now where? On your website? At the music stores? Where?
Which one?
Yes, well, Amazon. You can get it on my website. Also,
all
the
good record
stores. Yeah, they should all have it.
All good ones. I like that, John. Now, if there's a bad one, don't go in there, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't go in.
John, you just dated yourself like I did this morning.
Because he said record.
Record.
Right?
That's right.
I say it all the time. What's your website there, Dina?
DinaMartin.com.
Spell that. Spell it for everybody.
Okay, it's DeanA Martin.com. So it's just Dean with an A.
Yeah, that's very good. And so now I got to ask you this question because Larry was talking about this at the beginning of the show. What's the story about Boatman?
Boatman. Oh,
tell the story.
Wait, she remembers. That's a long time ago. That was her dad.
He was. You know what? Dean Martin was amazing, but that's a story that I don't want to talk about right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. No, but you know what? When I think about Dean Martin, he was so incredible, and I know Larry, you saw him, and I can't, you know, that you actually saw him at the Villa Venice, and you know, John worked with him. You know, John knew him before he ever met me, years before when he was directing the Edina Shore ladies golf tournament. Right, yeah.
Golf tournaments, period.
Yeah, he used to direct the golf tournaments. But
televised.
When you would watch, Yes, televised. No, you didn't work in them. You
get over there and putt.
yeah. Hold that cord. And but working with Dean Martin, knowing him, then you found out what an unbelievably sweet, funny man he was. And one of my favorite lines was that Shirley MacLaine told us, is that, you know, she said Dean was nice to everyone. He just didn't want nice to go on too long.
Hey, I remember something, too, in the skit. A girl muffed a line, and she was all embarrassed, and she went, oh, and Dean says, oh, honey, don't worry about it. Everybody makes mistakes. Look at Hitler.
Oh, my gosh. And then later he said, and we'll take it out of your check.
Don't worry about it. We'll take it out of your check.
What kind of golfer was Dean Martin if you were at the
Scratch? Oh, that's what I was a television director for many years, and that's where I met him initially, down in Palm Springs at a golf tournament. And he was a phenomenal golfer. For a great period of his life, he was a scratch golfer.
Well, he told me that the reason why he worked was to pay for us kids and golf.
Yeah. Well, he used to play at Riviera, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Riv. He had his parking space right in the front. You'd drive up, and there it said Dean Martin.
Yeah.
And, wow, we miss him. But we have his music, and we have his movies.
We got you, Dina. Come on now.
We have you.
It's the legacy.
Oh, you have me.
As Larry just mentioned, you got the legacy. Okay, so the website, we can get the CD. Is the book on the website as well? Can we get the book, the coffee table book?
The coffee table book, you know, now that will be on Amazon, and I'm sure it's going to be in all of the all of the bookstores now. So it's Dean Martin, Cool Then, Cool Now.
All right, DinaMartin.com is the website. We love you both. Dina, John, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Mike.
Take
we love
care,
you
guys.
Guys.
It's spring. Time to wake up and get a great deal. Jolt them out of their winter slumber with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. Or Dodge Charger with up to 300 horsepower with 30 mpg highway. Or Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with available all-wheel drive in its class. Spring's here, and so are the deals. So wake up and join the Brotherhood of Muscle. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, EPA estimate, actual mileage may vary. Based on 2017 Ward's Miss Export Utility Vehicle Segmentation, excludes other SEAUS LLC vehicles.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I've been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin. You're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the air every weekend as we have been for 25 years, 52 weeks a year this program is on. We take our business seriously because it is serious business. You can visit talkers.com, find out what's going on in the business of talk radio, what the countdown, the various stories are, what's going on with some of your favorite hosts, that sort of thing. There are lots of, it's a very exciting business. I count myself very thankful. I count myself to be very lucky to be a part of this in an era when there is much to be said, but yet it doesn't have to be the same old, same old. That's one of the things that in the discussion world of what's going on at the convention, there are people who are trying to always figure out, Michael, what's next? Yeah. What do we do to keep the momentum going? Because News Talk is the number one listened to format. That's what we celebrate at the Talkers Convention.
News Talk and Sports Talk really are keeping all of radio alive. Music radio, if it didn't have the talk element, if radio were just music formats doing it the way music radio is programmed, radio would be far less important in our society than it is here in 2018. If it weren't for talk. But not just news talk, sports talk, all those talky jocks in the morning on music stations that find they get better ratings when they don't play music. And then you have marvelous programming on public radio. Got to really tip our hat to those folks.
Yeah, they do a great job.
They do a great job. And the other thing that's exciting about being in this kind of business at this point in time is the technology has made it so much easier to do it. Remote broadcasting. You can broadcast from your home. You can broadcast on your phone. You can broadcast from anywhere in the world. We have instantaneous communications. You can broadcast on many different platforms. We're not as regulated by the FCC as we used to be because of non-regulated channels that we could be on. It really is a great time to be in this business. The only problem with being in this business compared to the old days is it's a little bit tougher to make money. That's the only issue, but that's a transitional thing when you go from one business paradigm to another, and that's happening not just in radio, it's happening all across the country.
But radio is a spectrum of what's going on in the country. We see big companies. Look at this past week, one of the big stories on my American Family Farmer Show, which you can listen to at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, was a focus on Bayer, which is the company that made the gases that were used to kill the Jews during the Nazi era. They have become one of the most powerful corporations in the world. They make mostly armaments, gas, stuff. I mean, you buy Bayer aspirin, but that's not their main product. They bought out Monsanto. In America, no longer will it be known as Monsanto. It'll be known as Bayer Chemical. And the things that people are talking about with regard to that and how it affects our food supply, I mean, I think there's a great conversation there. One of the things that may be a sidebar to the top 10, but you know, the reason I bring it up is because those corporations, the people at the top get paid so well, and then the people down that are doing the work don't get paid so well. And that's come around in radio as well. We just see the two bankrupt companies, big companies that are bankrupt. The leaders of both of them just got $1 million, $5-10 million bonuses, when the people that are actually doing the work, that are running the stations, get paid less and less all the time.
Yeah, that's a problem in our society. The higher ups are making the money, and the working people are not.
So how does that get evaluated? How does that get straightened up? How does that get changed? Does it need to be, or does it just become conversation?
Oh, it needs to be. It's a dangerous thing. And I think we have to take a break, but I'll talk about that on the other side.
All right, we'll do that. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with me, Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hundreds of mayors from across the U.S. and around the world are meeting this weekend at the annual Mayors Conference in Boston. A few of the main topics are climate change and gun control. A bipartisan group of mayors is calling for action to reduce gun violence. The conference opened with Mayor Steve Benjamin of Columbia, South Carolina, calling on mayors to push for stronger gun policies. Dallas Mayor Mike Rollins says it's part of the job.
The number one thing that citizens elect us to do is to keep them safe. And so we work very closely with our police departments to make sure that works.
He also says the mayors will also talk about infrastructure and school safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line 888-212-8871.
Back to the Countdown Show. Michael Horn in for Doug Steffen with some more great memories from What's Cooking Today in our lounge show. And we've got some good information for you news-wise, entertainment-wise, and food-wise. So stay tuned. Here to What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. Michael Horn with Eric Hine.
And right now on the line, Michael, we do have good friend of the show, Meryl Schindler, food critic and expert on all things food and travel, going to give us some latest trends in food and travel. Meryl, welcome to our show.
Hey, it's always good to be here.
Our regular contributor, Meryl Schindler, it's been much too long since we had you back, my friend, and Meryl working on some projects with us and good things, but today he's here to talk about traveling and restaurant food. You can actually, Meryl, you say you can actually get a decent meal at a restaurant. Tell us about this.
Better than decent. At airports, better than decent. Now, you and I have been around long enough to remember when eating at the airport was something you did only if you had to. Usually it was like a sandwich with some bologna and cheese on it. It was sad.
That was our personal favorite, was the white bread sandwich with bologna and cheese. Delicious with mustard.
Mm. Out of desperation, the mustard tasted better than the sandwich.
Yeah, that's true.
These days, people actually get to the airport early because the food is so good. Internationally, it's over the top, out of control. I don't know if you've been at Heathrow in a while. Heathrow is a shopping center. Heathrow is full of stores and restaurants and bars. It's amazing. I'm leaving in a few days for Japan. We've already planned a meal at Narita Airport at a place called Sushi Kayo.
Stop saying. You're going to Japan, and you've actually made reservations and planned a meal at the airport already?
No reservation, but no. We're looking forward to when we leave from Narita. We're going to get there early so we can have sushi at Kayotatsu, which is supposed to be one of the best sushi bars in Tokyo. And this is a city with a couple of sushi bars. It's amazing. And it's both internationally, you know, in Vienna, in Singapore, Shanghai Airport is packed like one of those big food malls that you find all over Singapore. Hong Kong International is one of the best places to have dim sum. And here in America, we always try to get to JFK early because there's not one but two branches of Shake Shack there. And unlike the other Shake Shacks, the line is short. So you could get your Shake Shack in like 5 minutes instead of 60 minutes. And one of the Shake Shacks, interestingly, is right next to a branch of the Palm. So you could spend, you know, if you want, you could spend $35 for a hamburger or spend $5 for a hamburger. It's probably better.
This is great. So you're saying this is a great tip for Merrill Schindler. By the way, those of you that don't know, Merrill Schindler, one of the outstanding food, wine, writers, experts over there. He's been the restaurant critic for the San Francisco Bay Guardian. He has been by the way, he was a music editor at Rolling Stone. He was at San Francisco Magazine, the LA Herald Examiner. I mean, do I need to name them all? The New York Times, LA Magazine, Travel and Leisure, Diversion, Food Arts, Food and Wine, Bon Appetit. He's been an editor for still to this day of the famed Zagat Guide, and he has also been host of the Living Critics on the Fine Living Network. So this guy is incredible, and we're great to have him here as a regular contributor to the show. You're telling me I go to Shake Shack, I can wait for an hour. If I fly into New York to Kennedy Airport, I can go in 5 minutes, get my shake. I can
we
get
do
great
every
sushi.
Time we're back there, and that's okay. Fair often. And at LAX,
yes.
I have a friend who always gets there early enough to pick up a sandwich at Real Food Daily. He's a vegan. It's a vegan restaurant right there in the airport. Terrific vegan sandwich. He's on the plane. Everyone else is eating what looks like wet cardboard. And he's busy eating a good vegetable sandwich.
I did some research before you came on. There's a chain of restaurants called Rockin' Brews. They got great food and wonderful beers. And their most popular one, and they are popular everywhere, is at L.A. Airport. That's one of the big locations. It's the hottest restaurant at the airport.
It's in the Delta Terminal. You walk through that terminal, as I have, at 6:30 in the morning. Rockin' Brews is packed with people sucking down the beer, eating some good pizza and sausages. It's amazing. And, yes, they say it is their highest grossing restaurant. And their other restaurants are not exactly empty.
So let me say, when you plan your trip, like you're saying, is the cuisine different in different airports? Like if you go into Atlanta, do you have maybe some southern-style cuisine? Or you go to Japan, you're getting the sushi?
Oh, absolutely. You know, about a decade ago, an interesting movement started with airports designed to carry the food of where they were. So if you go through, for instance, the airport in New Orleans, you're going to find crawfish, you're going to find po' boy sandwiches, you're going to find all sorts of great coffee from Café Du Monde. It's all there in Louis Armstrong Airport. You pass through San Francisco Airport is beyond the beyond. I mean, it's got great chefs from the city, all doing wonderful food in the airport, adjacent to long tables with amazing Wi-Fi. So you could sit there, do your work, you know, in a real, you know, on the edge of Silicon Valley, and eat good food.
What about San Diego, our flagship AM 1170, The Answer? Come on. What can we find at that airport? It's got to be microbrews. That's the craft brew capital of the country. What's going on there?
And, of course, there are microbreweries there. And, of course, there's good California food. And, of course, there's good Mexican food since it's just above the border.
What about good barbecue? What if you like good barbecue? You got to go to Texas for that?
I've been in Dallas-Fort Worth, and there are half a dozen barbecue places in that big, sprawling airport, and they got lines at them. And these are people who know their barbecue. So there's a day that's going to come when you're not going to want to leave the airport. I mean, I told you Heathrow, man. Heathrow is it's like a city.
And pizza, if you're going, if you like the deep dish, you go what? Is Chicago? Maybe you get just as good there as you would around.
Chicago,
I mean, these are great restaurant towns.
Some good pizzas. Chicago,
how about New York style?
A bunch of pizza places.
New York style pizza at the airport as well?
Indeed, they do. I am so-so on pizza at the airports. I'm not sure that it
really
works as well as it should. You know, there's something about being out there on the streets.
Okay, so that's a New Yorker. Is that anywhere? Or is that just New York? You like the pizza on the street in New York, right?
Oh, by the slice, original Ray's. It's the way to go.
All right, hold on. We got to. Can you hang on one more segment here, Merle Shinley? You've really opened up a whirlwind of information here. This is what I call an informational segment here. We're dining by airport, and we've got a couple of questions here. First, pizza in New York, airport or on the street or in a restaurant? When we come back, plus I have another question for you. What's your website, by the way, so people can check out what you're up to?
MerleShindler.com.
That's MerilleShindler, like in the list. .com. More with Merrill Schindler straight ahead. What's cooking today? Michael Horn, Eric Hines, Merrill Schindler. We're back here with What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. Michael Horn and Eric Hines.
And continuing on with our good friend Merrill Schindler, all on the latest in food and travel trends. Yeah. Here he is, Merrill Schindler.
Hey, Merrill, so the question comes to pass here. You're talking about all the great food at airports. We go there. We plan our trip. I get it. You go get great sushi in Japan. You go get pizza, deep dish in Chicago. You get micro-brews or whatever in San Diego. But here's the deal. What if I live in the area and there's a great restaurant at the airport? How the heck do you get in there? Isn't that a problem? If you're like,
you buy a ticket, you go through TSA, and then you go to the restaurant. So they'd only cost you about $500 extra. No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't. So you've got to plan. This is definitely when you're traveling. You got to think about one more thing that's fun. Get to the airport early. You can go to those lounges. You know, a lot of people, I got the lounge card and stuff. By the time you find a lounge, you go in there. The food at the lounges is just disappeared. You know, there's like cereal in there or something, or they got wrapped up stuff in foil. Am I right, Merrill? So you might as well go to a great restaurant.
In the USA, the lounge food used to be pretty good, and now it's pretty much generic. You're right. It's like a double tree buffet breakfast. But, you know, international airlines abroad, when we were coming out of Madrid a year ago, and they were doing the whole menu of tapas. They kept bringing dishes out, coming out of Iceland. There was like a whole menu being served there in the lounge. So it's, you know, you can do pretty well over there. As ever, and this seems to be an unfortunate truism, international airlines try a bit harder to offer their flyers more amenities. I mean, you know, on international flights, you don't pay extra for the liquor. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Food critic Merrill Schindler is with us here. So, Merrill, the question then is, how do we know what's at the airport? Can you go online? Do they list the restaurants at the airport?
Every airport has a listing of dining options.
I mean,
except for very small ones. So you were asking about pizza at O'Hare. I looked there, and there are three branches of Uno's, plus Wolfgang Puck has a pizzeria there.
So you can search food at O'Hare Airport or food at, Kennedy Airport would be, that's what you do in New York. Now, you mentioned also in New York, forget the pizza at the airport, because in New York it just seems you could get this Sabo pizza that you find and you'll never touch at a shopping mall in L.A. You go into New York, it's like the water or something. That pizza's incredible, am I right?
You know, they all argue that it's the water. I figure it's because the pizza makers come to work by Subway, and they hold on to those straps. Those straps give their ham special flavor.
Thank you, Merrill.
That's just my theory. There are pizzerias that actually bring the water in from New York, but I figure it's just instant water. They bring in the dehydrated water, and then they add local water to it. I don't know how they do that.
And one other thing, you've been talking about, you and I got together, Merrill Schindler is our guest here. You talked about trends that are happening, and you mentioned it in Brooklyn, but it's spreading across the United States. These kind of like food courts, and I'm not talking about the courts that you get like in a shopping mall where there's a fast food place here and there's a bread on a stick in one and meatballs in another. You're talking about restaurants, and what do they call this where they have like
food halls, and in most cases what they are is repurposed big spaces. So consider in San Francisco the ferry terminal. It was an old ferry terminal. Now it's one of the best places in the city to eat with a view right there of the harbor and a branch of Slanted Door, which is a super trendy Vietnamese restaurant. I was down in Atlanta. They took an old Sears warehouse and they turn into the Ponce City Market. And it's absolutely the best place in a city that loves its food to eat. An amazing selection of food, packed all the time. You walk upstairs, and there's an old rail line that they covered over, like the High Line in New York, but it's in Atlanta. You rent a bicycle, and you can bike for 10 miles along there and come back and have another meal.
Have you heard about this Brooklyn restaurant? It's called Carthage Must Be Destroyed. It's an all-pink Australian cafe. It's in the East Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. They don't allow photographs taken there. And there's a full list. They have rules before they will get you seated when you come into the restaurant. Specifically, the rules say no photos of the restaurant, no photos of the kitchen, no photo shoots, no video shoots. Little exception, you can take pictures if you want to at your own personal space. But they've had Yelp reviews, people saying, one reviewer said it's a cute place, but the rules are excessive. I was scolded 3 times in the first 15 minutes of my visit. Have you heard of this place?
I have not. I got to look it up. It's like, yeah, let's suck the fun out of the restaurant. You know, there's a place, I'm sure you've been to it, where they won't allow you to put ketchup on your hamburger. if you bring in, people sneak ketchup in their pockets, little packages. They see you doing it, they throw you out. It's like, come on, guys, I'm paying for the meal. If I want to take a picture, if I want to put you know, mayonnaise on my burger, it goes on. It's crazy stuff. It's like I'm the customer. The customer's always right.
Well, if you go on Instagram, some sneaky visitors found a way around the rules, and they snap pictures of the pink walls, the pink plates, and the photogenic dishes. Also, there's a story out today. The U.S. restaurant industry says Americans made 433 million fewer trips to restaurants at lunchtime last year. Is going out to lunch a dying breed here? What's going on, Merrill?
Not that I know of. Are they counting people going to food trucks as not going to restaurants?
Well,
you know, by restaurants they mean an actual sit down. If you go to, you know, one of those fast casual salad places, is that going to a restaurant or is that just getting takeout and it doesn't count as that? Because that's how a lot of people eat lunch now. They grab it and go.
Well, that's the Wall Street Journal is saying that people are bringing in brown bags and eating at their desks. And so maybe takeout is big. We should check that out. But traditionally, the lunch crowd, they say, has declined in the last year. Merrill Schindler,
remember,
we love
lunch
you.
Lunch takes you 2 hours. I mean, it's gone. Plus, you have a couple of martinis, you're really gone.
Merrill Schindler, welcome back here real soon. MerrillSchindler.com, the website. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. And though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile. But the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour now. Time for us to overview with Victoria and her expertise the five top stories in the world of technology this week. We count down from five to number one. Technology stories, the big ones. Victoria Keelan starts at number five.
Yes, number five is all about Airbnb. They've had a lot of controversy and increased competition in the marketplace, and it's playing havoc with their bookings. They are actually going to serve 5 million fewer guests than they had projected this year. And eMarketer, which is a company that watches trends and things like that, they say that they're being hurt by safety concerns that guests have reported. In a lot of places that where you rent Airbnb rentals, whether it's a room or an entire apartment, that they don't have fire extinguishers, they don't have first aid kits, there's no injury prevention or anything like that. And so that's kind of really been hurting their business. And so they've launched Airbnb Plus, which is, of course, more money. But those are category homes that you have been personally inspected by Airbnb officials. So they verify quality, comfort, and safety. And so, but all the bad news, once you kind of, you know, when people post a picture saying I'm staying in a death trap and there's no fire extinguisher, there's no, sometimes no smoke alarms, no carbon monoxide
detectors.
In somebody's
house, there's no, that stuff doesn't exist in somebody's house.
A smoke alarm?
Smoke alarms, yeah. Unless you're in my house.
Don't most people's houses have a small fire extinguisher?
Yeah, I have, but I don't think...
I have one in my apartment.
Yeah.
Because I bought it, because it's safe to have.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Well, anyway, so because of those types of issues, Airbnb, it's hitting their popularity now. So, and there's also a lot of competition from other sites, but not great news for this year for them.
All right, number four on the hit parade as we look at the big tech issues this week, counting to number one.
If you bought any concert tickets from Ticketfly, which is owned by Eventbrite, which is a company that sets up live events and things like that, it's museum trips and all kinds of outings, not just concerts. Well, they were hacked this week, and all of the information on the employees, including their names, home and email addresses, phone numbers, as well as all the personal details of Ticketfly customers, were released onto the dark web. A hacker was demanding one Bitcoin, and Ticketfly did not respond to his demand, or her demand. I don't want to say it's only a man. Yeah. To the hacker's demand, and so the hacker released all of these spreadsheets. And so our here on the DJV show, our recommendation this week is to go to www.haveibeenpawned.com, and it lets you enter your email address free, and it will tell you if your email address has ever been associated with or compromised with any one of these hacks. So once again, make sure you monitor all of your personal information.
Good advice. Number three, a new system, if you will, if you're an Apple person. I was using a Mac earlier today, and it's so obnoxious because they're so difficult to use.
You know, it's a learning curve, but once you get over that hump, you'll never want to go back. It is, everyone says that, and that's why Macs are often returned more than any other type of computer, because, and iPhones too, because people get frustrated, but if you stick with it, it will become so intuitive, and you'll realize it operates the way your brain wants it to operate. But that's my little Mac speech. But Apple had a big week this week. CEO Tim Cook took to the stage in San Jose, California this week at the Worldwide Developers Conference to preview new software features for iOS 12 and for the iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. And there's lots of cool new little perks coming in. Of course, for the iPhone, they're adding tools to help you use your phone less, so they're going to track your activity, and then all kinds of other things like Memojis, which is our new Animojis based on your own face, which is cool.
Yeah. All right, number two. The Chinese, I like Chinese, you like Chinese, smartphone maker.
ZTE is back in the news. They will pay a $1 billion fine and bring an American monitoring team on board to resolve this dispute that we've had, because basically their chips were spying on us. They're also putting $400 million in an escrow account. So this is how this all worked out in our favor. So now ZTE can sell parts to Americans again.
Whee! And Twitter is coming to your index fund. Make some money. Listen.
Yep, Twitter is now part of the S&P 500 stock index, and they started trading on Thursday, and so now this will affect your index fund. But Twitter has been on the rise lately. They've actually been doing well, partially because President Trump can't stop tweeting, and they replaced Monsanto, which has now been acquired by German company Bayer.
Yeah, bad guys.
Yep.
Let's see how... Bad guy isn't even the right way to describe. They're awful. So that's it. The news from the world of technology here. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.